Greetings, beautiful. You are listening to Stepping into the Light with your host, yours truly, Julia, from juliatreat.com. I am thrilled to have you here with me today. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I have created a very magical meditation to help you with manifesting amazing things. One of the things that I have learned over the past several years about manifesting is that we must step into the space of already feeling as if what we want in our lives is already there, has already happened. And so I'm going to take you through a meditation that I do for myself. I do it myself, and I do it with a lot of my personal one-on-one clients. It's just one of the things that I work on with them, and I wanted to offer it to all of you. So the biggest trick or tip in manifesting amazing is knowing that your thoughts create a vibration within you. It's at a cellular level, like it's in your cellular memory. Your thoughts create a vibration, and that is what the universe is listening to. It's listening to your vibration. The universe listens or connects to vibration. So everything is energy. Vibration is everywhere in everything. So the universe is just connected with you 24/7 to your vibration. And so it's so important that as things happen in our life that we think perhaps is not good, which more times than not, it's actually exactly what needed to happen to get us to our next step, then we can continue to get into that vibration of expecting more quote-unquote bad stuff. Now, I believe we all have a destiny. Now, when I say a destiny, it may mean that we have five or six or one magnificent career or job, but I do believe we all have a destiny. It can mean many things that we do on our way to this destiny. And so as we move forward on our journey, we can learn how to tap into getting to that space, that destiny, in an easier manner. Believe me, I've had my share of ups and downs and, twists and turns and plot twists. That's what I like to call it when things actually maybe shift into a different direction, a direction that I wasn't expecting. And I'll just yell out plot twist. And then I literally will say out to the universe, oh, I cannot wait to see what you have in store for me. I can't wait to experience the magnificent, amazing things that you have coming because that just happened. And I'll say things like, oh, I can't wait to witness this amazing surprise that you have up your sleeve. So, let me grab a sip of water before we start. The trick to shifting your energy is that you do this every single day. I like to do it for about 10 minutes. You can do it for less, but I really do like to do it for 10 because I'm going to take you on this journey today, and you're going to experience your life the way you want it to be, that what you've always dreamed of, what you've always wished for, but we're going to go into a space of feeling it now. And I like to take at least 10 minutes to do this because it takes me that long to get through all the different areas of my life and what I would be doing and how I would be feeling. And so don't rush this. Don't rush this process because this is important. It's like writing a love letter to the universe. This is my life. I feel it now. So I'm going to take you into this space and just trust that this is part of the process of moving into your amazing, beautiful life. And I want to stress the importance, too, as you begin this new practice, if this is new to you. It's important to do it every day. I would suggest that you do it in the beginning of your day to set up your day. Before you check email, before you turn on your phone, before you turn on the TV, even before you meet your children, if at all possible, if you have kids and you're going to wake them up before school. Do it before all of that. Take the 10 minutes. It's a beautiful gift that you're giving yourself, your family, because you're setting up your day, your week, your month, your year for success. Because once we tune into that email and that phone, or even family members sometimes, yeah, our vibration ain't that great, right? All we need is one email where, oh, something didn't go right, or someone's reaching out in need of you that drains you, or a payment's overdue, or something bounced. Like, there's all kinds of things that could come up. So if you can start your day with this, even if it means waking up just 10 minutes sooner, that's all. Give yourself this gift. Now, you know, if you want to do a little longer, that's fine. But 10 minutes is all that is needed to do this manifesting meditation. All right. So, and I also wanted to say, at those times, those days, that something, if something occurs that was not expected and far from what you had envisioned, just anything, even like my car breaking down recently, I went right into the space of envisioning that this is going to be amazing. I envisioned my life the way that I wanted it to be, the way I see it unfolding. I didn't get caught up in the woes of my car breaking down and the cost of it and all of that BS. So as things show up that you think, I don't really like this. This is not my favorite thing. Then you're going to want to make sure you do this manifesting meditation. Okay, because you need to shift back into that vibe of what you expect no matter what shows up. All right, so just take a deep breath. If you're driving, you know, some people listen to my podcast. They say they listen to it on the way to work or the way to drop their kids off. Then, you know, go ahead and listen to this. It's still going to be a good thing. You can still envision things while you're driving as long as you can pay attention. And then maybe listen to it again when you can close your eyes and really just be in the moment of all that you're creating. And I would also suggest that you listen to this recording, maybe listen to me taking you through it for every day if you wish. Or you can just do it for a while until you get the hang of it and then do it on your own. All right, so just settling in, taking a deep breath. Deep breath, and we're just going to let everything go. And I really just feel this whole wash of goodness, just universal goodness, just coming. And I just saw Archangel Michael with his sword. He's literally taking his sword and he's going over our bodies from head to toe. And he's cutting everything away that we think we have to worry about or think about at this moment. He's removing all of that so that we can move into this with a clear intention. So as soon as he does that, sometimes, you know, my body, my neck, my shoulders might have been hurting. They just instantly feel better. So when we get into that mode of knowing, thank you for taking that from me. Thank you for releasing me from that right now at this moment. Thank you so much. All right, deep breath of gratitude. I'm blowing it out. And now I want you to imagine with your next breath in, that a beautiful light from above comes down. It's not some faraway place. It's just a few hundred feet above your head. It's a beautiful golden white light. It's God's light, divine light. It's the healing light. It's the light that we're all created from. That light comes down and it enters the top of your head. And it's going to move down your body inside and out like the consistency of honey, just very slowly. And as this light moves down your body, just imagine it moving over your face and the back of your head. And it's just going to remove all toxins, whether they are environmental toxins or things we've put in our body or thoughts that we've had. I see these toxins as little black specks. And this golden white light is just going to flush them from your body, mind, and spirit. Imagine this light moving down your throat and the back of your neck and just oozing down your shoulders and arms all the way to your fingertips. And as this light moves down, you begin to imagine your body turning into this amazing light. Perhaps you still see the form of your body in your mind, but it's this beautiful glowing light now. There begins to form a smile inside. You can feel the smiling from the inside out as this light moves down your chest and your upper back, cleansing everything that no longer serves you. Moving down your stomach and your lower back. And some people feel tingles as this happens, and some people just start to feel relaxed. Some don't feel anything. It still works. It's perfect. This light moving over your hips and your down your legs, through your knees, your shins and your calves, all the way to your ankles, your feet, and your toes. You are one with the light. Imagine yourself just the light now, that form of light being fed from above, being cleansed of any and all toxins and lower energy. This light now moving out of the bottoms of your feet into the earth, all the way to the center of the earth. Now, Mother Earth holds so much love for us, so much love and support and even guidance. And I see this light, this beautiful love of support, as a ball of light that just continues to spin, just growing in momentum. And this ball of light may be one color, it may be several, it may change colors. It doesn't matter, it's perfect, whatever it is for you. And each time you do this meditation, it may change colors. But just imagine that light now coming up from the center of the earth. So much love and support, it just splashes up into the bottoms of your feet. And it splashes so significantly that it just cleanses your entire body. Splashes all the way to the top of your head where it splashes into the realms above. Just been bathed in mother love. Love from Mother Nature. Love from Mother Earth. And as this love, this light, splashes up through your body and continues to feed you from the center of the earth, it really grounds you here as this powerful, beautiful, badass light worker. Sometimes we are resisting being here. We don't realize that's what we're doing, but we are, in fact, resisting it. So we are allowing Mother Earth to hold us here, to fill us with love, knowing that we are safe. It is safe to be here. It is beautiful to be here. We welcome being here. So imagine now you are that light and you're being fed from above and below. And that light is going to move through you from above to below, but move through you as like the figure eight, which is the infinity symbol, only it's going to be vertical, like the figure eight. This light's going to move through you, and the where it meets in the middle, that infinity symbol or that number eight, that middle point is your heart. So the light's going to move through you and cleanse you from above and below. You're going to be constantly fed. You are always being fed. This light is never turned off. We are the ones that step away from it. We begin to think that we need to do all of this on our own, that we're alone, that we can figure things out. And I promise you, if you get into this regular practice of being fed by the light from above and below, your life is going to become magical. It's going to become easier. You're going to move forward in such grace and ease and feel peace and calm. Because you will eventually move into a space where you don't have to worry about things or future trip, trying to control everything. So, picturing yourself as that light, and you're being fed, beautiful, and you, again, you may just turn into all different colors. You may remain one color. It may be the rainbow colors. Doesn't matter. It's beautiful. It's perfect. It's just the way that it's supposed to be for you. Now, focusing on your heart, where that beautiful light is meeting in the middle and continuing in the flow. I want you to imagine that spot, that space, getting brighter and brighter, glowing bigger and bigger. And you begin to notice a lotus flower, a lotus, opening fully in your heart center, facing out. Now, the color of your lotus is going to be for you. But it's a beautiful flower that is fully opened up. This is the true you. This is the all-knowing you. This is the divinely guided you. With each breath, just getting more and more relaxed into that space of complete serenity. In that space of complete allowing universe to help you, to guide you, to support you, to bring all the amazing things to you. Just feel it in your heart. Yes, I was never alone. I feel so fully supported at this very moment. Anything is possible. So as you're being fed from above and below, I'm going to take you on a little journey of your life. And I'm just going to say things that come up, and you can always imagine something different if it's different from what I suggest or what comes out of my mouth. You can picture whatever it is that you want your life to be like. So I want you to now imagine holding hands with your true soulmate. And whether you are married, dating, going through a divorce, alone, I am going to encourage you that you just hold hands with that soulmate. And you don't picture anyone, not a name, not a face. Because here's the thing, when we let go of even that, I guarantee you, the universe is going to make some amazing stuff show up for you, whether it's in your own relationship that currently exists or a relationship that is around the corner. It will amplify. All we need to do is show universe vibrationally what we want. So imagine holding hands with that soulmate. Just taking a breath. You're so in love. Imagine just looking at your soulmate and how in love you feel and how loved you feel. Your heart is full. And again, please stay away from any name or face because that is control. That is us trying to control things. And if you can get into the vibration of just allowing and just feeling the love, feeling so loved and in love and full of joy, the universe will make it all happen for you. So with your next breath, what would you do with your soulmate? Perhaps you're going to envision now traveling to different places, if that's on your mind, if that's something you wish. Where would you go? Maybe it's Paris. Maybe you imagine sitting at a little table with the love of your life, holding hands across the table with a glass of wine, staring at the Eiffel Tower. Gazing into each other's eyes and having this feeling of, oh my God, we did it. Like, this was so easy. We're here. Thank God for you. Maybe it's taking a trip to Disney World or Disneyland or a water park and tapping into the inner child together, having so much fun and laughing. Feel it. Feel the joy in your heart as you go on this adventure together. Maybe it's going to Africa and going on safari. Maybe it's going to Costa Rica and just swinging in hammocks, drinking piña coladas. Feel it. What would that feel like? That is what the universe needs to hear, your feeling. And now imagining, as you're taking all of these trips all over to really cool and amazing places all over the world, that there's not a care in the world about your bank account. The money just keeps rolling in. And we don't even have to imagine where it comes from. We just imagine that our bank account grows and grows and grows. The universe supports us and we continue on our beautiful adventure. And sometimes we can even like imagine we have to pinch ourselves and say, oh my God, is this for real? I get to go have all of this fun and not worry anymore? Yes, I like this. Feel that, what it would feel like to even come to that realization of that reflecting and going, I can't believe I'm here. Like, I am so grateful. I don't have a care in the world. I don't worry. I set my emotions, my feelings to what I desire, and the universe is bringing it. Maybe you imagine sending invitations to family or maybe a close-knit group of friends, and they open these specially designed invitations, and you've invited them to some exotic trip somewhere, all expenses paid. You get to all hang out together. Imagine their faces as they read the invitation and their disbelief that everything is already taken care of, flights, meals, places you're going to stay. And they are giddy. They are full of joy and gratitude. And they hold you in this space of awe that I remember her when and look at her now. Feel the joy in your heart. Maybe you even imagine the smile on your face as you imagine them going to the mailbox and getting their invitation. How would that make you feel? So I'm going to give you a moment. Anything else that you can imagine? What would make you feel very happy, blissful, joy-filled? What would it be? And take it from me, dream big, because the universe is listening. What kind of car would you be driving? Maybe you love to imagine yourself going on endless shopping sprees so you can buy anything you want. And how it feels good. It feels good because this money is flowing in like crazy. And as you get to go on these spending sprees and buying what you want, you also get to donate to any charities that you wish, or perhaps be a backer for some kind of research project that is finding a cure for something, or a financial backer for a school for inner city kids. So many possibilities. The more that you allow yourself to receive, the more that you have to give. And yes, that can mean love and joy and peace and healing. You can also give a massive financial support. It's all energy. With the next breath, imagine that feeling where you have mastered the art of becoming a magnet for money. You are no longer a slave to money. You are a magnet for money. Wouldn't it be fun? Feel this now. If you could go to restaurants, and while you're eating with your family or your beautiful, amazing soulmate, that you decide that you're going to pay for a few different tables, or maybe just one. But you want to do it anonymously. You don't want them to know. But you have all of the money you need so that you are able to do that. Maybe you walk down the street and randomly hand $100 bills to people that walk by without telling them your name? How much fun would that be? Maybe you start some scholarships or something to help teenagers plan for college to get in. And perhaps while you're sharing your wealth that you have manifested, you begin to share how to do it with others. Maybe you just sit and tell people that you meet when they ask, how did you do it? Because I'm here to tell you, so many of us are here to teach others about miracles. And how else can we do it if we don't experience them for ourselves? So just take a deep breath and allow your miracles to come in. Feel the joy of your beautiful and amazing life that you're creating with the universe right now, as if it's already shown up. Take a deep breath of gratitude, thanking your spiritual entourage for handling all of the details. And all you need to do is do your part. Do this manifesting meditation or something similar where you're holding the space, the vibration of what you expect. Walk through any doors that open. Heed any messages that you receive. Oftentimes, the universe is speaking to us, and we will hear perhaps about something three times. It doesn't have to be three, but three seems to be a pretty common number. Anything that comes across your path that continues to happen, do your part and just move your feet. Move forward. Move forward as you give your desires, your wishes, your amazing, beautiful manifestations to the universe and feel it. You are part of a massive team, and it's time to begin to allow them to help you. I hope this helps you. I can attest that if you keep up this practice, and the important part is that you continue to move your feet forward. I mean, I know people that do this and then they sit in their house and they don't do anything different. And I tell them that you must move your feet. It's energy moving forward. If you're doing this practice and you're not changing anything, you're not taking what many people feel are risks. I don't look at anything as a risk anymore. I look at it as an opportunity to grow. And that's what it becomes. So see, the difference is how I look at it. This is my opportunity to grow. It's my opportunity to spread my wings. It's my opportunity to trust more. Move your feet. Get out of your comfort zone. Create a magical life because the universe is ready to support you. If you haven't already, if you wish, I would like to invite you to my new YouTube channel with my colleague Jessica Drew. She is an author, illustrator. She writes children's books. She is such an amazing being. I'm so grateful that we have found each other. But we have started the Rainbow Crew, and we are just in the beginning stages, but we have a YouTube channel called the Rainbow Crew, and I will put a link to the Rainbow Crew. It's actually called the Rainbow Crew with Julia Treat and Jessica Drew. There will be a link eventually right around the corner on my website to that YouTube channel. I will put a link in Podbean in the description, which should carry over to iTunes and Stitcher Radio, wherever you listen to this. So it is a channel geared towards children. We are really amping up our vibes in helping the kids. We also are going to have, well, we do have a Facebook page, the Rainbow Crew, please come on there, and we're going to be sharing a lot of info there. It's for parents of these rainbow kids, but also for the kids to come on with the parents. We are working on a whole line of goodies that the kids are, so many kids that we've shown the line that we're working on are so excited already. So we're working on details, but we already have the YouTube channel coming up and running, and we are here to serve the kids. We are grateful that we get to do that, and we are excited to see you there. So please come and see us at the Rainbow Crew, and I really would ask that you share it. Once you find it, please share it with those that you know. I mean, I really just see this thing building. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Thanks again for listening. If you ever need to book an appointment or check out one of my programs like Spiritual Bootcamp or Journey of the Soul, then just come on over to my website, juliatreat.com. But thank you for listening to my podcast, Stepping into the Light. I am eternally grateful. God bless.